Right. Hello, we are uni days. We are three uni lads, just talking about everything in life. So we have different topics each week, and this is our third episode. So, how are you?
Very good, very good. I'm Rufus. As you may know from the last two episodes, I go to Swansea Uni and study law.
I'm feeling okay. I'm Henry, and I go to Sheffield and study civil engineering.
I'm good. I'm Ed, and I also go to Swansea and study business management. Right, so first off, what are we drinking?
Currently haven't drank any yet, but there's a bottle of rosé wine staring at me.
What are you gonna pull out a glass?
I might. I don't. I think today might be a drink from the bottle kind of evening.
Oh God. As if every other evening wasn't.
No, I generally do pour it into a glass, but I've had a stressful day.
What's going
Oh, you had a
on?
stressful day.
Well, because I haven't done anything, and I'm
No.
stressing about the fact that I haven't done anything. So I'll fix that problem by continuing to do less.
Rufus, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking this water, a little vitamin tablet.
Nice,
Feel.
nice. Better than the egg whites and protein shake.
I've cut that out of my diet recently because I think that was what was causing the IBS.
Oh, I do that. I'm not surprised. Like, it sounds. I mean, to be fair, every time I have a protein shake, it makes me feel a bit sort of dodgy anyway.
It makes me feel like awful. It just goes straight out through me.
I think, but it's the same with like if you have too much milk, isn't it? Then it sort of messes up your digestive system a bit.
I've heard somewhere that humans aren't really meant to drink milk at all.
Yeah, I heard
Yeah, no,
that.
we're not. We're not.
Like past mother's milk.
Why is that? What's in it?
Our guts can't like process the, what is it, the bacteria or something.
What the fuck?
Like, so the only reason we can eat like yogurt and milk and things, I think, is because we ate them as a child. So like you're, I don't know, is that right?
I think it's just something like everyone's a bit lactose intolerant. I don't know.
Yeah,
Something
but
like that. I'm not really
you
sure.
become less as you like grow up and eat it more, don't you? But you become less lactose intolerant.
Well, there's some people that become lactose intolerant when they eat loads of milk and dairy.
I think I'm lactose intolerant, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. Like sometimes when I have like loads of, I don't know if you remember, I might have sent you the pictures, but like I got back from the gym, and I had like this huge meal of macaroni cheese, and then I had like a huge double portion protein shake with milk, as if like protein shake wasn't whey already. And literally, I was just sat on the bathroom floor, like clutching my stomach, like oh, it was horrible.
That is literally me after I eat anything greasy. Like if I have like a KFC, a pizza, my stomach is just in like agony. Like,
Really? Do you
yeah.
have them together though?
I once it was like I think I came back from, and we came back from Africa on the Uganda trip. I went to McDonald's, KFC, Subway, and Papa John's and just took it all home. And I
Oh,
was just like
and then
binging.
chucked it all away.
No. This is I was like so starved. I was like force feeding myself.
Mate.
Okay.
Well, Rufus, for tomorrow, happy birthday.
Thank you.
I did actually think it was today, to be
How old
fair.
are you turning, Rufus?
20.
Tell the viewers.
I'm turning 20.
Wow.
Why would you ask him and then answer the question?
I didn't answer.
You did, you're like, Rufus, how old are you? 20.
I
No, I
said
didn't. That
20.
was Rufus. I said, "How old are you?" Tell the viewers, and Rufus said 20.
I thought you just interrupted yourself.
I was quite depressing. I was thinking about this. I'm turning 20, and I've literally achieved nothing. Like, I've got
Yeah,
no.
that's the same with me, to be fair.
You've got like some positives. You have like a girlfriend, you're like good at sports. I'm like, I've got nothing
Yeah,
going for me at the
yeah.
moment.
You got your hair and
You're
your
no,
gymming.
Rufus, you're in uni, so that's countering a
Yeah,
lot.
and you're pretty warm as well.
Oh,
Like,
this is the chunkiest I've been. It's not a good look. I was a
Rufus, you're talking to the wrong people about weight
You're
you've
speaking for
gained.
the two chubbiest, like as in not fattest, but as in
Gain the
increase
most
in weight.
weight.
Yeah, but I'm heavier than both of you now.
Yeah, but yours genuinely is muscle. I've since I left school, the muscle is gone and it is pure fat.
Henry, right now. I'm literally pinching my stomach now and I've given it like three folds.
Mine's, I yeah, sit down and I get about five. That fat. Skin, I don't have yeah. I don't have rolls anymore. I've got lumps.
That's just, pretty worrying though. You go to the doctor.
It's just lumps of fat. It's horrible.
Is that even possible?
I don't know.
Right, should we move on to our topics for today?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Right, so this week I've sort of just come up with some, you know, random ones because the others were so regimented, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got holidays. Or
I'll nail that one.
Next year of uni. The new lockdown guidelines, because, you know, I thought we'll keep it local.
Relevant.
Trends that are going on in the UK at the moment. And we've got a special round of fun at the end. Ooh. So,
do we have a guest?
What do you mean, have a guest?
Do we have a guest?
Oh, no, not this week. I thought we'd have a break and we have an episode with and without and with and without, you know?
Okay.
You sound disappointed, Henry.
Right, so, Henry, what would you say, without telling us all about all of your holidays and where you've been, try and pick one of your favourite holidays.
One of my favourite, when I went to Barcelona with you guys.
Oh.
Get out.
That holiday was wild.
I had a great time.
Definitely not your best holiday.
It was best in terms of the fun I had. Maybe not in terms of the sights I saw.
Even when you went on holiday and went on loads of roller coasters.
Okay, so maybe I had more fun when I went to Tokyo.
Did you go by yourself?
Yeah, that's why it wasn't so fun. There's a limit to how much fun you can have on your own. I tell you what, I had a great time when I went to the US. I went to New Jersey and Ohio. I went with my mum. I had a great time then.
When was that?
I was only 13, but right. I remember having a great time. Oh, okay. I know one of my favorites. I was 16. I went to the Caribbean with my family. That was probably it.
Your family?
With my dad, my stepmom, and my stepsister.
Oh, okay. Right.
You guys?
Yeah, Rufus, tell us about your favorite holiday.
It would even...
To be fair, you're constantly going on holidays because, like, you live in a different place.
Yeah,
like,
it's not a holiday, though.
I mean, it kind of is. You're visiting different countries.
Who goes to Belarus and thinks, oh, this is sick. I'm having such a fun time.
It's a lot hotter than here, isn't it? I'd probably go out there and be like, this is pretty wicked.
Yeah, well, because there's no lockdown over there. They're just chilling. My dad was literally...
It's because they just can't control, like, the gangs and stuff, can
no,
they?
There's no gangs or anything. It's so, like, peaceful. Like,
what, in Belarus?
Yeah, it's
really?
So like calm. The problem is it's not gangs, it's like the secret police that will literally just go and like take you for like anything. Like I think I've said this before, like a neighbor just like disappeared all of a sudden one week.
Oh god.
And like no one's seen him.
Oh my god.
But like probably my favourite holiday, it would either have to be Zante or when I went to Turkey.
Well, you preferred Zante's Barca?
Oh, yeah, 100 times. No, 100 times, but, like, Barca was just a lot of waiting, like I felt.
Yeah, I get you.
Whilst Zante was, like, we were doing stuff all the time, whilst with Barca it was, like, someone's forgotten something or someone hasn't woken up.
Yeah.
I
get you.
I think that's because there was a bit more pressure on Barcelona to do stuff during the day.
Yeah.
Because we're in like a city where there is, it is full of stuff.
But I enjoyed doing stuff during the day.
You didn't even do.
Yeah. A bunch of beaches. We went to Sagrada Familia.
I said the last day.
Right, okay, so...
I'm sure we did
other
stuff.
When you actually think about what we did do, we literally went to the beach,
We spent a lot of time walking around Barcelona.
We went to the cathedral and we spent time walking down the streets.
Oh, yeah, we did a pub crawl, which was so expensive.
Yeah, but we didn't actually do anything, did we? We didn't, like, go to, like, I don't know, like, some really famous museum or anything like that. We literally just sort of...
Yeah, but a lot of time, for, like, seeing a new city is just walking around it, seeing what you like.
But I guess you'd go to, like one or two museums or something, or, like, a landmark or, like, something. We literally just went down the high street and ended up at a tapas bar.
I don't remember the tapas bar.
I swear we went to one.
Did we?
I'm pretty sure we did.
What did we have?
I can't remember.
Oh, no, we did. Was that a different... It's when we went to that seafood place.
I do remember that. Yeah. I'd probably have to say my favourite holiday was Barcelona or Ibiza, to be fair. I haven't really gone on that many holidays. But
what was Ibiza?
I'd say either of those two. Or I did go to Cyprus with Abby, who was my ex-girlfriend. That was pretty cool.
Big shout-out to Abby.
Yeah, exactly. No, that was good. But yeah, it'd probably have to be a lad's holiday because obviously you do have a lot of fun on it. Whereas, like, when you go with your family, although it is fun, like, you don't have all the band and stuff. No.
That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Oh, no, you wouldn't accept it.
I just feel like on like, a family holiday, there's so much pressure for it to be, like, fun all the time. But then there's some days it's like, please just leave me alone. Like,
I know, honestly.
And you're trapped in like a foreign country and you can't go anywhere.
I'm surprised Henry actually managed to keep that to like under 10 minutes about all his holidays.
Right, so I deliberately didn't talk about much to avoid getting roasted, and I still got roasted. What do you want me to do? If I talk
just
about
admit
it,
that you talk about,
I've never not admitted that. I've never not admitted that. If I speak about it, it's my problem. If I don't speak about it, it's my problem. What do you want me to do?
You do complain about it. You're just like, I never talk about that.
I've never. No, when you said about my veganism and when you said about, you asked my dad how he had coronavirus.
You don't talk about veganism a lot.
I don't really. And you asked me about them. You asked me about them. Yeah, so I told you, and then you did the beep, beep, beep thing.
You sound really salty.
I am salty now.
All right. What do you guys think of the new lockdown guidelines and how lockdown has been run?
I think the new lockdown guidelines are quite, like, good. They're quite self-explanatory. Like, I don't get why, if you go on Twitter, it's, like, loads of people that don't get what's going on. But I think if you just apply a bit of common sense, like, it's pretty simple to understand.
But do you not think that they're a bit similar to the old ones and that, like, they should have just not caused any confusion at all and obviously just released, like, you know what I mean? They've released all these sort of new, like, guidelines, whereas the actual two that are that much different...
The only guidelines they've released are, like, the five-step plan and how they're doing it and that we're allowed to go outside, like, for an unlimited amount.
And go as far as you want to go through an exercise. Yeah. You know what I mean? But then, you know what I mean? Like, obviously, surely, like, by saying that, you're opening up the gates to people to try and bend the rules. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's people are going to bend them anyway. It's human nature to break rules and just to try and get out. People are going to stop going for lockdown anyway. I think people are going to complain about Boris regardless. Yeah. And people... I mean, he's got some of the best advice in the world. I'm sure he knows more than we do. And I think it's pretty bold of people to assume they know better than him just because they've got a Twitter account.
No, I get you.
Like, he's got some of the best advisors in the world. like world leaders working together. He hasn't come up with this advice on his own. And even if he had, you know, he went to Oxford. He's still a clever guy just because you don't like him. And he might be a bit elitist. Even if you don't support him. And I'm
did
not
he go to Oxford? I thought
yeah, he did.
Went to Eton. Did he go to Oxford as well?
Eton's a secondary school. Oxford's a uni.
Yeah, I know. No, I know they obviously are. But I thought, like, obviously he went to Eton then.
And then Oxford. Yeah, he went to Eton and then Oxford. I just think, I'm not saying I support Boris. I'm just saying he's in such a horrible position to have to do this. And I don't think many people could do much better.
No,
at this point, maybe he handled it worse back then. But at this point, I think he's done all he can do.
Yeah. This is the problem with social media, that everyone becomes like a scientist,
a genius,
like a world leader.
Well, this is sort of what I was going to go on to about trends, because a lot of obviously has happened with lockdown has sort of been, you know, made bigger by sort of the use of social media. And there's sort of like a trend in social media to point things out or be rude to people, you know, be mean to celebrities as well. Like, so like, how do you think that trends have sort of, you know, what kind of trends have you seen?
In
terms of lockdown,
in terms of like anything, so like social media, like people act and things like
recently,
that.
Recently,
you know?
The thing that I've been seeing the past couple of days is it's about what Chloe Ferry off Jersey Shore. Like, you know how she's like had all the surgeries and stuff. Like, fair enough, she can do what she wants with her own body. But then she's promoting Herbalife, like a dietary supplement.
Isn't that like weight loss tea or something?
And it's like known for being like a pyramid scheme. I was actually watching a documentary on it yesterday. It's like 100% a pyramid scheme. And she claims it's like, she's claiming it's what caused all her like weight loss and like
weight loss,
her bum getting massive. And it's so, it's just such bullshit. And the problem is, there'll be like, I don't know, like a 15-year-old girl that will see that, spend like 50 quid on these supplements, and then nothing will change.
Yeah.
Because she's spent like 50 grand on surgery.
Yeah, I know this loser who got done by a pyramid scheme as well.
Is it you?
No, it wasn't me.
Oh, sorry.
But It was advertised by that Thomas guy off The Apprentice, and he was advertising AirPods.
Ah, it's you.
And he said they're really good, and you know, he bought them.
Bear in mind, for the viewers, it isn't a pyramid scheme, and it's just dumb.
He just bought into a poorly advertised product.
No, it was pretty well advertised. And also, they are...
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Other than the microphone.
I feel bad. A well-advertised, poor product.
What's wrong with them? I mean, other than the microphone, that is it. They are really good.
But they won't be as good as AirPods, which you've claimed they are.
Yeah. They are good compared to...
And they're like... And they're 20 quid. They're 20 quid.
I saw they were 30. Like
100. Well, they weren't really 30. They were like 25.
Right. What were they?
How much actually were they?
They were 30. Right now, this is typical Ed. He's going to say, I don't actually remember. They were 30. Because
they weren't
30. Ed, we've all seen the adverts. They're 60 and they're 50% off if you buy it right now.
Which is exactly what I did. And I got a massive bargain.
And you've been mugged off.
They're very good headphones compared to not having headphones.
Brilliant. Right.
Sorry.
Where did I just do that? What kind of other trends have you seen? So like on social media.
So
social media is sort of a big thing for trends, isn't it?
Take TikTok. I think people are horrible to each other.
I thought you were gonna mention TikTok.
I just think it's the horrible place, like comments and stuff. Like, there are the young girls who, like 13, literally getting told, like, you are so ugly, you are so disgusting. And it's just like, how is that necessary? But it's what, okay, then you jump to say, okay, it's human nature. Yes, it is. But it's like, Oh, I don't know how to
say it. It's giving them a platform.
Yeah, it's giving them a platform to say it. Like, people have always been horrible, but in the past, I guess, like in our parents' generation, you'd be horrible to their face at school, whatever, and then you'd go home and they couldn't be horrible to you anymore. And there, it wasn't... It's like people are famous, but they're famous on a small scale. Like, if there's a big celebrity, like someone huge, like Ariana Grande or whatever, she probably doesn't see a lot of it. But then someone who's like social media famous, so not really famous in real life, wouldn't be as used to it and would see more, I reckon.
It's because imagine like people like Ariana Grande, they have like support networks and probably people going through like their comments and stuff and like blocking what she sees in a way. Like whilst...
Yeah, I could be wrong, but I think I remember someone, it was like Kylie Jenner doesn't actually like go on her own Instagram, like it's post stuff is posted for her.
Yeah, but that's what happens with most of them. Most people have people who are in charge of their Twitter accounts, Instagram accounts, all of it.
And that's what I mean. Like, smaller, like, influencers. Like, someone like Charlie D'Amelio, the TikToker. She gets abuse in her comments. And what can she do
about
it?
How old is she? She's like 15.
There's a, she's 16. There's another girl who looks quite a lot like her. And I think she did a few videos that, like, dancing videos were pretty similar. And in her recent videos, every single time, she gets comments saying, why are you famous? Like, you're disgusting. God. Just because you look like this girl, you've stolen her fame. And it's just like, right, she didn't make herself be look like that.
I find it a bit weird. Like...
Well, we've been a first-hand witness of Ben's ex-girlfriend.
Oh, shit, yeah.
And that was sort of hate crime.
It was
I wouldn't quite say hate crime, but it was a bit of bullying on social media.
It was a bit of hate crime.
I think hate crime's a bit different to having a bad
I don't think hate crime and bullying.
Like posting your mugs on a TikTok.
No, but like, obviously everyone's liked it. If everyone likes it and everyone's like, haha, this is so funny, that is a bit of bullying.
I'm pretty sure hate crimes are based on like rape. Yeah, I've just Googled it.
Yeah.
It says, typically involves violence and it's motivated by race, religion, sexual orientation or other grounds. I think it was just because...
Well, we haven't read through all the comments, you know. There could be someone comments on it being like, oh, I'm going to beat this girl up.
Let's leave it. Race, religion, sexual, or it could be other grounds, to be fair.
Yeah, but it's violent.
What cults or groups have you seen going around beating up ugly people?
all these people that every...
No, we're just... Yeah, that's what we're just saying. I'm saying it's not... I don't think it's a hate crime. Like, you don't get arrested for calling someone ugly. You get arrested for assaulting someone because they're ugly. They're just getting this abuse, which is obviously not very nice.
Find it
it's
weird
what I think
how,
we're all trying to get
16-year-olds and 15-year-olds are becoming like internet sensations.
I think it's really
actually really nice. And also, what annoys me more is how girls are becoming more difficult to
oh my
tell
god,
their
that
age
is terrifying.
On sort of social media thing. Some of them are unbelievable. Like you look at them and I'm just like I'm like, I know she looks old, but I'm gonna guess she's younger, so I'm gonna go 16.
Then
and
like,
then
check
they're like,
their bio.
Yeah, they're like 30. I'm like,
no
what?
Sense. The worst thing.
What on Tinder? You really
no, I'm talking
on
TikTok. No.
Oh right, yeah, on TikTok.
Literally on Tinder, I'm so careful. Like.
Yeah, because I get that. That would be like the first place you get done, wouldn't it?
One of like my biggest fears is like. Being in a club and just like, because it happens so often that like I'm
what 16
yeah I didn't realize how often it happened, but I remember I went
young people go clubs
but then
people in Cardiff, like I don't know if Lowe's told you Rufus, but like Dylan told me like he started going clubbing when he was like 16. Like, yeah, and they all had like fake IDs now and were just going clubbing.
The thing is, go club and get a fake ID if you want. But, like, if you know, like, you're, I don't know, like, 15, 16, and you're going up to, like 22-year-olds, 21-year-olds, and, like, flirting with them, it's just asking for trouble. Like...
Exactly. But not even that, like, I just don't see the point, like, regardless. If you're 17, like, close to turning 18, and all your mates are going out, fair enough. But if, like, if you're well below the age of everyone else there, why are you going out? Like, for what? You're going out to get recognition from guys, I feel. And then, obviously, well, you know what I mean?
They're going to get recognition from other guys. They may just be going out to have a good time, but it's when they start talking to these other guys and they know they're older and they know they're, like...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what I was, trying to say. I just said it really badly. But, like, I don't know. I just feel like surely it's better to wait until you're 18 and then, you know, because you can all drink at, like, sessions and things. And if you're only going out with, like, one other person who's got a fake ID, like, wouldn't it be better to, like, have a party with, like, six or seven of you?
I feel like it would ruin, like... Because look how much we miss having, like, sessions and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. We've done a full 180.
It sounds weird. I feel like people who go out before they're 18, I just feel like they didn't do their time. They didn't work for it. Like, I don't think it means
the graph.
By the time they go to uni or when everyone starts going out, they don't enjoy it as much. And it all, and then it goes at different rates. Like, generally, I find that, like, the boys in a year group enjoy clubbing a lot more than the girls, because the girls generally have fake IDs and go out younger.
And have been to, like, events and stuff.
Yeah, and then it just creates this disparity between the boys and the girls. That's what I thought. I just feel like they haven't done their time.
For a guy, it's like this whole new world when they go through these doors. And, like, we know tons of girls where they were, like, 16-year-old, they were, like, going out and stuff. It makes no sense.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, with anything, it's sort of like better to wait, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know?
No, like, I agree. I feel like just if you go clubbing too early, you grow up too quick as well, a bit.
Yeah. No, exactly. But then that's probably why, like, I don't know. It's sort of like going back to why, like, girls looking older. It probably is why, like, some of them look a lot older, is because they're doing things with older people, and then obviously there's an expectation that they look older as well.
I guess it could also come from like an expectation to always look a certain way.
No, and there are a lot more expectations on girls, aren't there, to, like, look good and
then,
stuff.
Like, if you compare what we looked like and then when we were their age and what they look like now, it's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, that's what shocks me now, is when you see 16-year-olds and stuff like that, and you're just... And they look about 19, 20, and then I look at my pictures when I was 16, and I'm like a right chubby goon, and I was like, oh, my God.
I think you're right, but also I think you've got to remember that the people you see on social media as well tend to be, like, the more popular ones on that platform. The ones who look older are more popular. It's like, you're not really going to see the sort of ones who looked like everyone else does. Do you know what I mean? You're going to tend to see the standout figure, if that can make sense.
Yeah, no.
But yeah, no, I agree with what you're saying. They're like, I saw a 13-year-old girl on TikTok once who looked like she was about 20, and it was like she was reposted on someone's other account saying, like, it was like, you never believe how old this girl is. Like, stay away, stuff like that. She literally...
Do you know what I feel bad for? One of the worst trends I've seen is, like, you know that one where it's basically, like, girls, and obviously they show pictures of themselves all, like, glammed up and stuff, and they say, like... And then they show one, like, without makeup.
Oh, yeah, like, catfish and, like, check.
It's like a massive contrast. And then people in the comments are just like, oh my God, you're such a massive catfish. Like, you're so ugly and you pretend to be this really fit girl. People go on, like, mad ones about
it. I think those people saying that are, like, the biggest virgins in the world. Like, when have you...
Yeah.
Like, most girls never look like all glammed up all the time, do they? Most, like, wear sweats and a ponytail.
No, and people have got to realise, like, that.
It's,
like,
weird.
Yeah, I think people are just horrible. Mm. And it's very easy to be horrible behind the screen.
It's so easy. It's like...
Yeah, true, Chunko.
I think,
You can't eat me.
Oh, Henry. Oh, I'm sorry, Henry.
It's okay. It's okay.
Is this, yeah, I'm sorry.
I don't mind.
See, look how easy that was. We could do that on TikTok, you know. If someone hated on me, I'd be like, that's not very nice. And they say sorry.
They also
and then,
say,
sorry.
Like, fucking, oh, I can't say that word. I don't know, you fucking, like, wet bag or some shit. But, like, if you ever know some girl online, they always say, she's not good at shaggy, mate.
Oh, God. That trend kind of annoys
me. So much.
Yeah. I hate the comment. Have you seen the one on Instagram where people are just like, yeah, and Roberto Carlos was a baker? And it's on every single, like, I don't know, just like it started on football pages, obviously, because people would say, like, pages would say outrageous things about footballers, like, Ronaldo's so overrated. And then someone would comment underneath, obviously, like, oh, yeah, and like, Rio Ferdinand was 5'1". You know what I mean? Like, obviously, as a joke. Yeah. And now it started appearing everywhere, like, even on stuff that's nothing to do with football. And then people are just like, they're just like, yeah, and the Queen's a man. And it's just not even funny. They're just like, oh, it's so annoying.
That's similar to the pop-up of things that didn't happen at the year award. Like, on our uni confessions page, every single confession is followed by someone commenting things that didn't happen. It's just like, okay, fair enough, some of that didn't, but you're just going to ruin the fun for everyone. Like, regardless, it's a funny story. I don't really care if it's true or not.
Yeah.
But, and they posted it anonymously. Like, they're not asking for help. They're, it's just, why would you lie on a page that gives you zero recognition?
And the thing is, everyone tells, like, one or two white lies for, like, comedic effect, just to, like,
yeah,
there's no reason to, like you said, they're just spoiling for everyone else. One thing I hate at the moment is football Twitter. I can't stand it.
Like, are you talking like the sort of Championship football Twitter or like Premier League? Because I find Tom's football Twitter, like Reading FC, is very different to.
I think Rufus, you're talking about like.
Twitter accounts with like Marcus Rashford as their like profile picture, like called like Rashy 26 or something.
Oh, and they're made just to troll.
Exactly,
people,
I hate it, and it always ends up on my feed. And I don't know who I'm following that keeps retweeting it, because every time I get rid of them, I just see more.
Thing is, on Instagram, when you get people who put like football players as their profile picture, it's always like 12-year-olds who just chime in with the most irrelevant comments on football pages. Oh, it's so annoying. Right, should we move on to another topic?
Mm-hmm.
So, this is the fun round I was telling you about. Well, it's not really fun, it's more interesting. So, Rufus, if you were on an island. You get marooned on an island and you're allowed to take three people, three things, three movie stars, three foods, three drinks, and three songs.
Oh my God.
Which three people would you take?
What, like friends?
Is it friends or celebrities? Because you could take people you're interested in.
No, because you can take three people and then you can take three movie stars.
Oh, right.
Okay. So which three people would you take as in like friends?
I think I'd have to take Ben for comedic value. I don't know. Probably Low for like the bands. Probably between like one of you or Tom. I'm not really sure, to be honest.
It's really hard. It's hard because we've got quite a big group.
Thing, and you all like.
Should we expand it to you can take family,
take my family
as well? I just give me the option.
I wouldn't mind taking my family.
I take my dog. Can I take my dog?
You wouldn't. Yeah. You've got such a massive family.
I'm allowed to take my dog. Yeah, I take my dog as the friend person.
Okay, Henry, which three people would you take?
God, I don't know. Give me some time to think.
Well, we've got all day.
No, we don't. We've got our hour time slot.
Exactly. You're burning through
it. Yeah, no, just for ease of answering question, I might just say people who we took a gap here with, because we spent lots of time together and know it worked.
Yeah, to be fair, I
would. So you would look after just Matt Choice.
Like me, you.
Actually, yeah, we'd become a guardian, yeah. Wouldn't we? Love you, Matt.
Yeah, but then again, Matt's really small and probably won't eat too much.
True.
I probably would just take them just because we know we're friends as a group. And yeah. It's easy to say rather than splitting up everyone.
Dividing opinions.
Yeah, exactly.
I to be fair, I would probably go the same. I'd go like you, Will and Matt.
I feel like it might be a bit of a cop-out. Also, Ed, do you not want to take Orla?
Oh my god, Orla.
Oh my god, Orla.
Well, obviously, that would imply...
So you'd rather take the boys than your girlfriend?
Yeah,
to be fair, Ed, no, I feel like we did cop out a little bit because we just said like
you can't split. You have to split up.
Okay, I'm gonna plop Orla in the group, and I'm gonna take out.
Just do a random number generator to take out.
I would have to take out Matt because Will's probably gonna no, and I'll tell you why. A, because Matt doesn't eat a lot. No. I drop out Matt because.
Hold on, are we on a desert island or like a resort? Broken.
A desert island, so you're marooned.
Oh, so it's stressful.
So I drop Will because Will is always broken. So the likelihood is that he's going to die first.
I'm not going to lie, I wouldn't pick Ben then if we're stuck on a desert island.
True. Yeah, but Ben's quite. You know, there's a lot of food on
him. If Ben dies on an island, like you're going to get your fair share of food. Like.
Yeah, he's going to eat all the coconuts.
But to be fair, you want
oh no,
you want someone quite muscly, because muscle's a bit you eat, isn't it?
I'm definitely not taking you then, mate.
Rufus, you could take you. Know,
but... Henry's his own island. He's... Take Henry and then you can use him as a raft to get back to shore.
Speak for yourself, Ed. You're not exactly the pinnacle of physical fitness at the moment.
I actually am, you know. I went for a run yesterday for 4 kilometres and I came back and did this American workout.
Why is it American workout?
Because he's like, come on, guys, keep pushing it. Yeah, one more set to go. You're doing great. And I was like, yes, I am. And he's like, come on, push it. I can see those muscles. And I was like, yes, they are. Come on.
Oh, we're going to go to MAGA so flabby. Yeah.
All right.
If we even go.
What three things would you take with you, Rufus? What three things would you take with you?
I would take a barbecue. I'll probably take. I'll actually probably take like a gym set. Not gonna lie.
What is the point? Because you're not gonna look.
Yeah, but it's more just to like.
To yeah. Feel
good. It's for mind.
What do you care, though?
Yeah, but you don't work out for like other people, do you?
Ed does, apparently.
So do you, Henry. Why do you try to lose weight? Is because you want to look good for
other people? No, so I want to have physical fitness within myself.
Exactly. But
no, I work out because you don't. You know, you try to keep yourself below. Well, A, obviously it is good for you. I try to keep myself below a certain weight.
It's not working.
And B, obviously, like it makes you feel. Yeah, you've makes got you a feel girlfriend.
You're trying to impress. And you look
better. Myself.
Aha! Exactly. We fooled you there, chunker.
Okay, right. Okay.
And
carry
then
on.
I would probably take like an incubator, because if I find some chickens, I can incubate the eggs.
I thought you meant to have like babies in.
Yeah.
What with Ben?
I don't know. Even just Len. like male only babies.
What would you rather have, babies with Ben than Lo?
Ben's got nice titties. Yeah.
So is Ben, and he's.
This has changed this topic.
Okay. Right. Henry, which three things would you take with you? And it can't be a roller coaster.
I would. Why would I take a roller coaster? I'd probably take my laptop. But then again, it would stop working.
Is that for Minecraft?
I haven't really played Minecraft in ages, to be honest. But what would I... Actually, that's really tough. Ed, you stumped me. I don't really have many things that I'm like just really want to keep them with me. I'm trying to think practically. I could take my Game of Thrones book set. I'd like to finally finish them, and I'm sure Desert Island would be good for that.
Okay. And what else?
A drinking fountain. So I get a clean supply of water.
Oh, that's so boring. Obviously, like, it's a clean water. Island, like.
Fine. A drinking fountain that gives out, like,
wait, so do we have, like, animals on this island?
You can take your pets, yeah.
So
I mean, you're delving too far.
I don't want the incubator then. Like,
it's an island. I don't want things you take. Like,
okay, I take a bed so I can sleep well.
Good point. Can I swap the incubator for a mattress? No, I don't want to have any chicken.
Ed, is there Wi-Fi?
I suppose you've got.
Is there Wi-Fi?
No.
Well, could I take a Wi-Fi router?
Yeah, but then you'd have to take your Wi-Fi router and the laptop.
Yeah, so then that's two things. And then my bed, because I can just read an ebook copy of my Game of Thrones on my laptop.
Okay, where are you going to get the generator from?
But when you go into the Apple store and you buy your laptop, you say, I just bought a laptop. You don't say, I bought my laptop and its charger and its instruction manual. Mine's fresh out the Apple
store. What about solar power?
Well, no. Yeah, obviously. Like, it comes with power, doesn't it? This is a mythical island. It's a mythical laptop. It needs no battery and no power.
Okay, well then for my three items, I can say my Xbox and it's implied
I take
Xbox
a mini fridge.
My TV.
No, I don't think it's implied your Xbox.
No, because you're having more than three items.
I don't think your Xbox comes with your TV because my Wi-Fi had to come in my laptop. I think you could say it could be like one of those Xbox like sets where you buy, like, you get an Xbox and two games. That's as much as you're allowed.
No. Okay, right. No, that sucks. Two games. No, I'm having an Xbox with all my
what?
Games.
No, because you didn't buy them all at the same time.
I might have done. Oh, no, because all my games, now my games are downloaded onto my Xbox.
Okay, but then you can't download... Oh, I guess. I'll give you that. Yeah. If they're downloaded, yeah, I'll give you that.
Okay, so if I have to take my TV separate, then I take that and my Xbox. And then I take... I don't actually know. Probably, like... I don't know. I don't really have many earthly possessions. Probably a piano. I take a piano.
Oh, crap. I should probably take my oboe.
Yeah.
Why? No one wants to hear that.
I do.
Island.
I love it. Jokes. I would not take it.
There's only going to be one person left. The other
I'm joking. Yeah. I would not take my oboe.
Oh, I'll take a jet ski. Wait. Scrap take the mattress. I want to take a jet ski.
Because everyone needs one of those.
You it's know, a magical
how are you
island.
How are you pump it up with oil and stuff? Oh, okay. This is getting
right.
Bad
if his
so
magical jet ski, no, if his magical thing.
Hey, are you going to take a boat so that I can go back and forth from shore then and get everything that I want on my island?
Okay, go on to the next.
Right, next thing. Rufus, you can take three movie stars with you.
Let's Google. Lana Rhodes.
Oh,
PG, mate.
Let's go with is he a movie star? Gigi Hadid.
He's so cute.
Who else would I take? I'd probably take Leonardo DiCaprio. I think he's had an interesting life.
Yeah.
And then Jennifer Aniston, because she's fit.
Oh, good choices, good choices. Right, Henry, who would you pick?
Who would I pick? Oh, he's a cool dude, Harrison Ford.
Oh, yeah. But he probably will die soon.
But it's a magical island. He's stuck. He won't die.
But we will, from all of his injuries.
Nah, he won't die naturally. And also, he's not old. He'll be like the age he was in Star Wars or something. Or Indiana Jones. Like
cool age.
Yeah.
Will he be dressed as Han Solo?
No, he'll be dressed as Indiana Jones.
Really? Oh, actually, no, because then you can explore the island with him.
Yeah, how else am I supposed to get into the Mayan temple?
Yeah.
Okay,
and escape from boulders.
Yeah, exactly. Who else? Oh, maybe Walt Disney. He's a cool dude.
I swear he was like...
But I did hear he was a bit of a nonce.
I heard he was
something.
Like a massive racist and like...
Yeah, I heard he was a racist.
No, see, I googled that today, actually, that he was a bit anti-Semitic, but I don't think he was. I think it's a lie. It's a rumour.
Some of his early Walt Disney things were, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but everyone was racist then, so like you can't pick him out as a racist. Everyone was racist. Like they, if that's the reason, I discount everyone from who's not alive now, basically. Now I'd take Walt Disney, Harrison Ford, maybe someone like Jennifer Lawrence. She's quite a good actress. Wait, is it movies only? Yeah.
Movie stars. Yeah.
Nicki Minaj.
That's fine. You can take Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, I'll take her. She's cool.
Poor girl doesn't
have a choice.
I think I would take Will Smith. Shout.
He's cool, dude.
Yeah, I reckon he'd have so much banter. Like, and just hearing his... And then also, I'd probably take Morgan Freeman. Because just imagine him narrating your day.
That would be so annoying.
No, would it?
It'd be so cool.
It'd be cool for one day, and then it wouldn't
be
cool.
Go to get like a coconut or something, and you just hear him in the background. Here he goes.
And the weird white boy gets a coconut.
No, I think he'd be cool. And I think he'd get on with Will. So, like, them two could be mates as well. Right, we'd have a bit... You've got to think of the chemistry levels as well. Like, I reckon that chemistry would be pretty sick.
I can't lie. This island's about me. I think he's getting on with me and me only. This is my magical island.
I don't know who my third person would be. I'd probably take... Oh, you know who I take? I take James Earl Jones. So James Earl Jones. Henry, do you know who he is?
Yes. What's he been in?
He's the guy who played Mufasa in The Lion King, and he also played Darth Vader. And he's got like a really low booming voice, and he's like this big
Darth Vader.
Black guy. Yeah.
Guys, I'm just gonna have to change headphones. I might disconnect or something. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely take him. And then imagine him and Morgan Freeman, like they'd be so good together. Deep low voices.
Having old people with me would be like you'd try and like play a bit of touch rugby and it would fucking just like fall apart.
Well yeah, but you haven't got a rugby ball, have you? Imagine trying to spin past a coconut.
I can't believe I was thinking about this.
Flicks.
Our school was so bad for teaching us rugby.
Oh, I thought it was good for teaching us rugby. No, we were just really bad at
it. Maybe for the
it.
First team it was, but in the second, like, we learned nothing. I learned so much when I went to uni and started playing rugby there.
Yeah, to be fair, I learned a lot when I played rugby in my gap year. Like, the difference was I actually paid more attention.
Yeah.
Like, get me. I paid more attention when I went to...
I'm back.
But yeah.
Missed you.
Oh, you missed it.
I heard glimpses of it. So rugby, attention. That's about all I got from it.
Okay, Rufus, you can take three foods.
Pizza.
What are you taking?
Chicken.
Oh, I can't hear Rufus at all.
Are you not? Oh, no.
Me. Oh, dear.
Hello?
Let Henry figure it out.
Hello? Maybe I need to leave.
Eddie, can I leave and come back? Or will that disrupt the recording?
Yeah. Just leave and come back. It's fine.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
well, yeah, so you take
rice,
chicken, pizza.
Rice is like a staple. Like, it goes with anything.
Yeah, but you might find rice
on
the island.
What's on this island?
Well, no, but rice is like, what is rice made out of? I swear you find, is it made out of something or do you find it?
It's like rice paddies.
Okay, I'm back for real.
What's it? Yeah, Henry, how do you make rice? Do you like?
I know they've got
rice
fields.
Make it out of something. Yeah, exactly. See,
yeah, but they're like paddies. It's like in water.
Yeah, they're like tiny. They're like quite shallow fields and fields of shallow water.
Wow, rice grows on like a stalk.
I love rice. Really?
Yeah. Have you ever seen how asparagus grows?
No.
Google it now. It's the weirdest thing ever.
For all our listeners, should we do a visual description?
Oh,
asparagus.
It looks like, it's just like someone just put it there.
It's just asparagus sticking out of the ground.
It makes... I don't know how I found it, but I thought it would be like on a branch or something, like in a husk.
It's just individual asparagus.
Oh my god, yeah, it literally is. Oh, well, but then when you think about it, you know, the bits that you chop off as asparagus, they go down a long way, don't they?
Potentially, how would we know? Oh, guys, asparagus is not a word. It's asparaguses.
Asparaguses.
Oh, wait, no. There's different definitions. I don't know what's what. It could be asparagus.
This one and pineapple. That is really weird to look at. Like, it's just... Oh, Google pineapple plant.
What foods are you taking?
As in, could it be like a burger, or is that not one food? Okay, I'll take.
Yeah, you can take burgers.
Oh, no, yeah, that's really hard. I don't really want to take a burger. I'm not taking the burger. A pizza. A curry, chicken korma, maybe, and
oof, good choice.
A roast dinner.
Oh, that's a shout! I think I'd probably go for the same thing. I'd go for like a roast dinner. I'm gonna go outside the box here and say risotto. Ooh. I think risotto is really tasty, and if you had like that off the day after a pizza, I reckon that'd bang. So I'm gonna take that, and then I'm gonna take probably.
Actually, can I change mine? Yeah. I don't want a korma because, although I do really like korma, as you get older, allegedly your taste buds die, and then I think it's too tasteless. I need something spicy, so it might be a bit much at first. But then, as I get older, part of the korma is the nice creaminess.
But I mean, if you've got the coconut, you can always make the korma yourself.
Potentially.
Providing there's coconuts on the side.
I think there would be, because...
Yeah, it's an island. And obviously all islands that we've seen in TV have coconuts.
Exactly.
Okay, what three drinks are you taking?
Oh, so I didn't need to take my drink. My water fountain.
You can't go back now. There's no swapsies in this game.
I'm going to take bottomless strawberry daiquiri. Daiquiri.
Strawberry what?
It's like an alcoholic strawberry slushy type thing.
Yeah, it's what we had it. No, you had it and you liked it at Pasha.
I liked them, but...
Yeah,
did I?
Imagine...
Wait, is that Sangrini?
Sangrini.
So what's it called? What's it called? Langrini?
Sangria.
Mangrini?
Langrini.
Oh, Sangria. I couldn't remember what it was called.
Yeah.
What is it called? Sangria? Sangria. Okay,
no,
okay.
Nothing like that.
Is it like that?
That's wine.
Yeah.
Imagine like an ice blast. And then,
yeah. Oh, yeah. A tango ice blast.
Strawberry flavored. I don't know what alcohol it is.
I feel like it could be rum, but I don't know. Hold on. Do you want me to Google it for you?
Yeah. But you had my one at Pasha and you said you enjoyed it. That's why you ordered one.
Well, it wasn't alcohol. So
yeah,
it's
rum. I think it's rum.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
So have one of those. I'd have water, obviously.
Right, can we just say water's
oh, well, let's
there's
just,
an
let's
oasis
just,
in
yeah,
the middle.
Water's given.
Oh, then I'd...
Or you don't get thirsty.
I'd bring
water,
Fanta
so
in those glass bottles. Oof.
Well, no, you might as well take Regina.
No, it's not.
It's the same thing.
Nah.
Pretty much it.
It's like saying my AirPods and your AirPods are the same thing.
They are the same thing. So what are you taking again? You're taking the strawberry ice thing.
Fanta in the glass bottle.
Fanta.
And then...
Yeah.
I feel like I want another alcoholic drink. Probably like... Beer Moretta.
Is it Moretti?
I thought it was Moretta.
Yeah, Moretti.
Okay, I've got mine ready. Right. So, mine is the Apple Lucozade.
Why does everyone get so
brilliant?
Crazy
I had about
that.
Five
so
bottles
great.
In the last 3 days. orange juice.
Oh my god.
And vodka, just because then I could, then I've got two drinks, you know, vodka, Lucozade, and vodka
that is
orange
quite
juice. So then really, I've got four drinks, and then I'll stick to orange and Lucozade on like the normal days, and then, you know, party, got my vodka.
Okay, I am gonna take. Orange Lucozade, but not Lucozade Sport, like the OG one.
Yeah. That's the one I'm talking about.
You know the one?
But mine's
orange
the same flavour, but it's not
orange.
The sport one.
But it's green. Yeah, but the green one's...
What?
Oh, it's just so
boring. No, the
boring.
Orange one's boring. The orange one's the classic. The green one's... Mine's not boring.
Exactly, which
mine's
why
a new
it's so
version,
good.
And
it's
better.
Not boring. Okay, and I take gin, obviously. And then I was thinking about this. I was going to take tonic.
Absinthe.
But actually, I think I'll take absinthe. Because then I can have like a few
you're
shots
not
of that
thinking
and get
in the long run
smashed.
Here,
no, that is dangerous.
Why? What? Why am I not thinking in the long run?
And you'll die. You'll drink too much one day and just die.
Yeah, but then you're safe
you
from
saved?
The island.
What do you mean?
Bad enough.
Wait, can we just leave these islands?
Also, you can hallucinate.
Wait, can we just leave
this
island?
On
we're
absent,
done.
Can't you?
Yeah.
Oh, this is a holiday.
No, I don't think you can leave the island. I think you have to sort of stay there indefinitely.
No. I'm happy with my choices. Assuming I've got water as well.
Right. Well, I'm all out of topics, unless you guys have something you want to talk about.
No, not much is going on in my life.
I've got one. How's the uni work handled in lockdown? How are you guys handling it?
So stressful.
Wow.
Question is literally not...
It's not the one.
And I don't even know how to describe it. Like, I am so
stressed. I'm so far behind.
You went to your lectures at uni. Like,
I'm behind in lockdown.
That is true.
No.
Overall, your
like,
head.
My last exam gets released pretty much in like 2 days, and I'm still learning my like modules. I should be revising, not learning.
Yeah, but you can just look it up while you're doing it.
My last exam is not till June the 10th.
Yeah,
so
does.
A month.
I would much rather have that, because then you have something to do.
Yeah, but it's really nice just to do nothing. And I could pick up a hobby or just something. I could do like DIY or something like that.
It's a lot better like, not to have work.
But you spend money on pointless shit. I've bought so much crap recently.
I haven't.
Yeah, so have I. I spent £600 of my
year. How much?
Yeah. Oh, I spent okay. £220 on rent that I had to pay. But apparently people just haven't paid, and probably got away with not
some
paying.
People, not to name any names, haven't paid our rent.
Oh. What are you going to do?
Bloody hell, what are they going to do?
The problem is we're joint and severable, so if they don't pay, it comes back to everyone.
What does come back mean? Like, what?
Oh my God.
Like,
so, like split,
yeah, so
split
they're,
all of you.
Like, basically back rent becomes my liability.
What?
Does
that's
it not go to the guarantor? Surely it would go to the guarantor if they don't pay their rent.
I thought that's the point in the guarantor.
That's what I thought, but we were speaking to the landlord because we were like, we don't know what's going on at the moment. And she was like, you're joint and severable. And me and the other person Googled it all. And basically, if they don't pay, like the guarantor doesn't pay, we're liable.
Oh, so it would go to the guarantor first, and then if they do?
I think so, but they haven't been able to get the money off them, I think. Like, this is pure speculation.
Jeez, that's not ideal.
I know, it's fucking ridiculous.
Damn.
Yeah, that's really bad. Well, just better hope your friends...
I hope that doesn't happen to me next year.
...back you up.
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably me who will forget to pay my rent. Yeah, true. I could do that.
Apparently, it won't be for ages.
Can't wait to get back up.
It won't.
I know.
There's two influencers I follow. They're like massive gym heads. Like that is their like careers, and some of their like gym owner mates are saying that it won't be open till October.
It'll be the last place to open, won't it? Cause it's such
but the thing is, I was thinking about this. I'd much rather not go to the gym if social distancing was in place. Like, I wouldn't want to train if I had to be... Yeah.
Social distancing. Yeah,
or, like,
no, it's
pre-booked
just not...
to go into the gym.
It would be so you'd just get annoyed and, like, wouldn't
exactly.
be able to do a proper workout.
Like... You've been to the pure gym in Swansea, you're always like a meter from someone. It's impossible to not be.
Yeah.
Like 2 meters. It's like, I much rather gyms just stay closed.
But then again, you've got to question it because stuff like, you know what I mean? Obviously, food shops, that exact thing happens. Like, people are not 2 meters apart. And, like, that's why they don't want to open gyms. And, obviously, like, food shops are essential. But then you've got to look at stuff like Wix and, like, you know, big hardware stores or, like, Costco and stuff like that that will open before them and think, actually, like, people are going to be
no, because
almost
it's more
the same as gyms and stuff like that.
It's a lot more prolonged. And also, at, I and think I guess the thing with these wicks and stuff, isn't it? Because they were never explicitly told to shut. I could be wrong, but
I mean, all hardware shops are staying open because their glass is essential. Because they, like, if you break something,
but yeah, I kind of see that to be honest.
Like, it's a bit sort of pick and choose.
Really, like, really buggered me at the moment was I, literally yesterday, I broke my retainers.
Ah.
But I can't go get my replacements because all dentists are closed.
Dentists aren't open.
So I've had to, like, order new ones online where I do the moulding myself.
You do the moulding on your own?
And just... Ooh. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It cost me like.
How much did it cost?
It didn't cost me. It cost my parents like. I think it was like 85 quid.
That's no, not too bad. It's actually been a lot
getting
more.
The replacement ones off the NHS, but
yeah, the NHS is
such a ball ache to like.
Yeah, no, I get. Wasn't there that woman in the news, and she like, I can't remember what she said, but she said she was in complete agony. Because I think something had happened. She needed to have like an operation on her tooth, like, you know, gum or something. And obviously doctors were closed, so she couldn't go. And it wasn't serious enough to go to hospital, but she was in like pain all weekend and obviously couldn't go to the dentist. It was in the news.
I can't remember what it was. A lot of stories of like people that are not going to like A&E or the doctors because there's so many people shaming,
they're worried
like
about
online
it.
About people wasting resources.
Really?
Now.
I'm going to the doctors on Tuesday in a week to stop my nosebleeds.
What for?
I thought that is quite
it's not cancer. My dad's a doctor. He's looked at it. He's spoken to his friends, and it's just not cancer. I'm just getting.
What do they think it is?
Ed, it's not
be, it
cancer.
It just could be, though, because you haven't done a scan.
No, it's not, Ed. You haven't seen it. But, Ed, I'm sorry. I trust it two is. Doctors
it
over
is.
You.
It is.
No.
Do you get headaches?
What if it is? You feel pretty bad right now. Ed, it's not cancer.
Well, no, I'd probably say I told you so first.
I trust two doctors over you.
What if you have an aneurysm?
You've been watching so much, like, hospital dramas.
No, it's not even that. It's Waterloo Road.
I know what
you
know, it is,
you
but I never watched
Waterloo
it.
Road?
I watched like one season. That,
yeah. Oh, it was so good. And then like one of the kids died. It was about like school. Like this school, Waterloo Road, obviously the school name. And, like one of the kids died from cancer.
Ed, I don't have cancer.
It was really sad actually. Okay, I believe you, Dad.
Yeah.
Right. Should we sign off?
Isn't Henry, you can sign us off.
No, I don't like the sign off, it's too embarrassing. Nah, it was a joint effort.
We don't want to
Ed, you
it.
Can sign off.
No, you messaged me and Rufus.
Did you really sign off?
Slogan. Yeah, and you wanted to say it on
to all 12 of our viewers.
So viewers, I just like to say, yeah, but they've got to be
22, actually. 22.
Also, have you guys listened to it? Because I feel like you two count. I have not listened to it.
No, I have not listened to it.
I've listened to it.
Oh, wait, no,
once,
that's a lot. I listened
once.
To the last one because there was a bit I wanted to hear, which I thought was funny.
What was it?
Okay. Him baiting out. Yeah.
What was the slogan? It was, thanks for listening. Oh, thanks for listening. Now get back to your coursework.